with Jim Richards. And Jim, what's your title with Novus?
I'm the senior manager of biology research, and I'm also a science fellow here.
And you were the first presenter for the students this morning to give a little bit of background. Now, we heard from Scott Carter last night, and Scott really had an agricultural background. And you indicated that you didn't have an agricultural background, but you had a science background. So give us a little bit of brief history there.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, my background was in cellular and molecular biology with an early focus on immunology. And I had absolutely no agricultural background when I got here. But the thing that's been really interesting and fun about being here is learning how I can apply my understanding and my skills in cell biology and molecular biology to very important problems in agriculture. We recognize that feeding the world is a big challenge, and it's a worthy challenge. And it's a challenge that I'm very proud to be, if a small part of the solution, I'm proud to be a part of that solution. So yeah, absolutely.
What do you think about this, being able to host students like this here and give them an introduction to careers like this in science? How important do you think that is?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. And I really wish that I had had that opportunity more when I was in college or even in graduate school. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, my exposure to the possibilities of career paths was extraordinarily limited. And I just didn't really know what was possible for me career-wise. And I think it's great that these students can come here and Slaken, they can make more intelligent choices about where they want to go and what they want to be.
My name is Oriana Ampoma, and I'm a research engineer here at Novus International. I grew up in Africa, in Ghana, specifically in West Africa, and went to school down there. And during my high school years, I decided that I wanted to become a chemical engineer and went on to pursue those degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what exactly do you do here at Novus?
I'm a research engineer, and my job revolves around product development, process development work, scale-up work, and different tasks involving project management. We take products from a beaker scale all the way to a large-scale production in a plant. And that's kind of like a summary of what I do, but I do more than that.
What do you like best about your job?
The fact that I can be creative, and also the fact that I'm not tied down to one thing. My priority tasks change every day, or pretty much almost every week. Something that's one priority changes the next week. But I'm not stuck to one thing. I can be creative, and I can just be inventive with what I do every day.
What do you like about the fact that you're helping to feed the world as part of Novus International?
My own personal vision has been to make a personal, lasting impact in people's lives. And growing up in Africa, I know what it means for people not to necessarily have three square meals a day. So to know that every day, just the little work I do here will help change someone's life is so key and so important that eventually some village will be able to feed all their children, and they'll all know that they will look forward to another meal the next day.
Yes, I'm Miguel Escobar. I'm a veterinarian, and I'm the global director of animal utilization of soybeans for export.
And what did you talk to the students about?
I talk about a couple of things. One, I talk about what a veterinarian will do or can do in his or her life. And I explain a little bit about what the veterinarian science has done for me in my career.
How important do you think it is to educate students like that that are looking at careers in science about their career opportunities there?
I think it's marvelous. I think it's something that Novus is doing very well. I don't think that many other companies do that way, first of all. Second, it was a learning experience for me, to tell you the truth, because it was the first time that I thought, how can I help these young people to go to the sciences in the future, if they choose to go to the sciences and if they choose to go to veterinary science.